Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We are glad you're here. Scott Fox is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Scott's a friend of ours and a newer member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of the best-selling book, Internet Riches. And he's got a brand new ebook out called Seven Simple Steps to Stimulate Your Success Online. He's a motivational speaker, a serial entrepreneur. He advises e-businesses all over the world, and he's our good friend. Scott, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Okay, since the last time you were here, what's new in the world of e-business?
Well, e-business is continuing to grow, as everybody probably knows, and I recently did a post on my blog. The common question I get is, isn't it too late to get started on the Internet? So I put up a post recently called The Internet Gold Rush is Not Over.
That's like saying, isn't it too late to get rich selling real estate or investing in real estate?
Exactly right. This is Internet business is business, and if you know what you're doing and know how to do it and have the motivation, you know, it's a great time. And in a down economy, it's an excellent time, in fact, to find opportunities.
Well, let's put all this part in perspective, folks. The internet and websites and e-commerce, you know, we've left the days when those were novelties, and it was like a hula hoop or a chia pet or a moon rock or whatever, where, you know, our Beanie Babies, where everybody got excited and everybody, you know, we had the extraordinary popular delusions and the madness of crowds over that. Now it's just a way of doing business, isn't it?
That's right. And recently a study came out that said the average person in the U.S. now spends time online at almost doubling the amount of time online from 8.9 hours per week to almost 15.3 hours per week in 2007.
Yeah. So the broadcast networks wonder why their ratings are going down.
Exactly right.
Right.
Yeah. It's not just a quantity thing, it's a quality thing. It's becoming really a part of people's lives. In fact, they're actually selling more clothing online now than they are computer equipment. It used to be, you know, the internet was only for geeks, but now they sell more clothes online than PCs.
That's exactly right. And not only new clothes, but used clothes.
Right, good point.
My wife is cleaning our closet. She's got her clothes in three piles.
Right, right.
One pile she's going to throw away, one pile she's going to give away, and another pile she's going to sell.
Right. Well, I love
online.
That. I mean, that's one of the revolutions that, you know, is happening on the internet. Is it's liberated all this creativity from individuals, and plus it's liberated all this junk from your garage, right? eBay's made a lot of people extra money on the side because it's given them a platform to reach other people and create small businesses.
Beats the heck out of yard sales too.
Right. That's right.
You know, one thing I want to get your thoughts on before I want to get back into the online business opportunities, but recently, I spent some time with quite a few folks who are in the social networking area, the LinkedIn folks, the YouTube folks. I don't mean YouTube; I mean the Facebook folks, those kinds of guys.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to those guys, they act like, you know, they now own the franchise for where business is going in the future, where communities are going in the future. Well, what I think is, I think that in 2 or 3 years from now, it'll be like a website. We'll be using it like crazy. We'll be social networking like crazy, but we won't be talking about it. It won't be such a big deal. What do you think?
You read my mind. I agree exactly. I think social networks are an amazing tool, and that more and more people are going to use them, but at the same time, they're going to be more and more mainstreamed, and you'll end up using them sort of the same way that you use your other high-tech items in your life,
right.
like a television or a mobile phone. You don't really know how it works necessarily. It just becomes part of your life,
right.
And social networks are a great opportunity for marketing for any business owner, so yeah, I think everybody's going to be using them.
Well, I don't blame the social network folks for taking advantage of the ride that they're on right now,
right?
But I do try to bring them back down to earth, as I did last week with a few of them, to bring them back down to earth, to remind them that, you know, they're going to be part of the landscape in the future, but they're not going to be the only landscape in the future.
That's right. And the social networks at the moment are still complicated enough that they're a bit intimidating to a lot of people, frankly.
That's
my approach in my book, Internet Riches, and in my blogs and my seminars and so forth, is a lot of people are interested in the Internet, but they're intimidated by it because those early adopter folks, they get so excited about it, they don't stop and explain it. And in fact, they
right.
try to make a business out of making it difficult and then try
right.
to charge you money for consulting.
Right.
And I don't
it's called the technology gap, which is where the people who develop the technology have their own jargon and terminology and language, and then, you know, and it's confusing to the use to the end user, and it actually works to everybody's disadvantage.
Yes, that's right. And they often use it to keep people out of their business, right?
Right.
That's why I wrote Internet Riches originally, because I made a lot of money myself working for years in Silicon Valley, and I found that those benefits and the insider sort of approaches to this stuff weren't being shared.
Exactly. And he did it in plain English, too, folks. Scott Fox is our guest, the author of Internet Riches. We're going to talk about how to do that, how to get some of those riches, right after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us.
Your house is only another mile.
Welcome back. A little Steppenwolf for you there. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and all the different things that we do here. The Brain Trust, the newsletter, the blog, the articles, all the stuff, all the different ways you can listen to the show, including podcasting if you want. And, of course, don't forget our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz, where you get small business answers now. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. And no barrier to entry, as I have said. If you can show up and get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Scott Fox is our guest. He's just raining down on us the wisdom about the Internet, and we're enjoying this. He's the author of Internet Riches, which is a best-selling book. And Scott, you got a new e-book out now, don't you?
Well, that's right, Jim. Yeah, as you know, my specialty is helping people figure out how to get their own piece of the revolution that's going on online. And with the stimulus check that the government's issuing to a lot of your listeners, I wrote a special report that's called 7 Simple Steps to Stimulate Your Success Online. And it's a free report downloadable from scottfox.com.
Thank you for that. We'd like free stuff, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah, well, everybody does, right? Well, I really saw the stimulus check as an opportunity for a lot of people, you know, to use it as potentially as personal venture capital to break out of the cycle of basically mm-hmm. working for somebody else. You know, $600 isn't a lot of money, but the fact is you don't need a lot of money to start a business online these days. So this
and
might
hey,
be
if you can get your
folks.
Spouse to turn loose of their six, it's $1,200.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Right. That's right.
Or
exactly.
Do it as a partnership.
Right.
Okay, so what now, Scott, let's say it's $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
$1,200, it takes a lot more capital than that to start a business, doesn't it?
Well, it doesn't, and that's the beautiful thing. You know, the Internet has so greatly lowered the barriers to entry for starting a business that this e-book, 7 Simple Steps to Stimulate Your Success Online, it lays out a budget and 7 steps that you can take. And you can take a lot of these steps actually for free. And I lay out how you can get a business started online, start generating revenue for yourself, and actually have enough money to left over to celebrate what I was joking in the book about. To you can celebrate your success to promoting yourself to CEO.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, all right, so what's the first step?
Well, the first step is to take advantage of the Internet's huge research potential, right? So back in the 20th century, it took one of the major reasons that starting your own business was so risky was because research was so difficult to find. So you can go on the Internet today, and for free, with tools like Google Sandbox or a lot of the keyword tracking tools, you can actually find out the demand for any topic area or product area you're interested in for free. And by this, I mean you can look at how many search engine requests are made each day on any topic. So
mm-hmm.
if you have a business interest in anything, recycled clothing or fly fishing or books of a certain kind, you can type those keywords into these tools, and it will tell you right away, well, this many people on the average day look
mm-hmm.
for this. And if it's zero, well, that's probably not a good idea.
Right. And then you literally direct the wording on your website to attract those search queries, but also you buy those words and try to purchase them, right?
Those are two additional steps that are key on the Internet, because you can, as you say, you figure out exactly what people are looking for, how much, then you can build your site to attract them. So you've got people that are pre-sold coming to you than if you buy some advertising with pay-per-click ads. These are ads that you only pay for if a person comes and visits you, so you've got pre-qualified visitors. I mean, that was a very expensive thing.
But you pay for them if they come to visit you, but they might not buy from you.
That's true. Well, there are other ads called affiliate ads where you might only pay if they actually purchase from you.
Right.
But even if they only come when they're pre-qualified as interested, you're way ahead of where you used to be.
Say, with
a billboard on the freeway, right? You have a million people drive by on a busy freeway, and you don't know who you're paying for, right?
At least when you're buying AdWords, you got people coming in the door.
Yes, exactly, and you know that they're interested because they bothered to take an action. So it's a much better deal. And there's 7 steps in this report to talk about all further details of how to do that in budget and take your own shot.
Be careful, though; it can get out of hand, can it?
Well, the keyword advertising in particular, yes, absolutely. There's examples in my book of examples of a website called AmericanMeadows.com, and is an entrepreneur, very successful now. And I've done this myself, too, but you have to be careful when you initially start buying keywords. If you don't track very specifically what you're buying, they'll keep billing you. They can add up hundreds or thousands of dollars overnight.
Oh, yeah. I know people who buy six-figure AdWords every month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they sell 6.25 figures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they gross more than that.
Right.
But if any particular month their sales drop by 15%, they're upside down.
Right, exactly right. The volume of business.
You got to be careful. All right, what's next?
Part of the other philosophical.
Of course, you got to have something to sell.
Well, yes, that's right. So you figure those things out in terms of what people are interested in, and then another good research step on the early stages of these 7 steps are to look at competitors and figure out where the hole is in the market. Again, unlike the 20th century where you might have to drive all over town or call and order mail order catalogs to see what your competitors were doing, you can go online and just use those same keywords and look at exactly what your competitors are doing. And so you can think not only about different products that they're making or not making, but you can look at different formats. And that's one of the interesting things about the Internet is all the different ways that you can address an area. So you might pick a certain topic area, say long-distance trucking or dental supplies or something like that, but then you could deliver not just as an e-commerce gesture, shipping physical products, but you might deliver it as a blog and try to sell advertising around information for that industry. You might set it up as affiliate ads yourself where you actually represent products for other people in that industry already so that you don't have to carry the inventory or handle the customer service. You might look at repackaging it into a newsletter, which can be delivered for free online with no postage, which is revolutionizing the publishing industry.
Do you like Google AdWords?
Yes.
On your own site, putting are those? Some people do a pretty good bit of business doing that, don't they?
Yeah, sure. Google AdWords can
be. You got to have the traffic, though. You got to get the traffic to make
exactly
that money.
Right. And you also, you don't want to confuse your focus. If you're in the ad business, don't try to sell things. And if you're trying to sell things, don't try to do ads.
Good point. I want to come back to that right after these messages. That's a good point he makes, folks. We'll do that right after these messages. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Scott Fox. We're talking about Internet riches, your Internet riches. Or at least, maybe we should say, I know that's the title of your book, and it's a great title. I know it's a bestseller. But maybe for some people, we should just say, Internet money. Internet more money.
Yes.
Internet a few extra bucks in your pocket this month. How about that?
That's right. Believe me, I would prefer that title. I'm not real. My publisher stuck me with the title Internet Riches because they insisted that people wanted this get-rich-quick sort of sound.
Right.
And
right.
Apparently that helps, sell a lot of books, but the book
is
much more
down
to earth.
But the truth is, that's not what the book's all about.
No, it's much more
And I appreciate you saying that. Folks, that's Scott, that attitude is the reason why we got Scott back on the show, because he just talks in plain English. He wants to help you. If you can get rich, fine, and you can get rich. It is possible. But is it more likely that you're going to be a little more, have a few more extra bucks in your pocket, maybe grow a small business out of it? Yeah, it's more likely that would happen.
That's right, and that's what Internet Riches is about, and the free newsletters that I offer at scottfox.com. They try to open people's eyes that you can take a shot now without all the risks there used to be. That's what the Internet is really different. It's not just that you're going to get rich immediately. It's not some lottery ticket system, right? But it is the ability for you to stand up and take charge of your life and your career, and maybe on the side, or maybe full-time, or maybe it'll even explode and you'll get rich. But in any of those cases, an extra few dollars a month helps everybody, especially with gas prices where they
are,
right?
Three things. One of three things are going to happen, folks. You're going to get in it, and you're going to say, you know what? I don't like this. I'm glad it only cost me $400 to find this out. Thank you very much. I'm out of here. The second thing that's going to happen is you're going to say, hey, this is kind of fun. I'm enjoying this as a pastime. And, wow, look, I'm going to make an extra $400 or $500 a month now. And I'm happy with that. And the third thing that's going to happen is you're going to say, hey, I think I'm onto something here. I'm going to go public in about 5 years.
Right.
But the good news is, and this is what your newsletter and your ebook is all about. You can invest a few $100 just to find out.
Exactly right. Exactly.
You don't
right.
have
the
to
risks,
jump
the
in.
The risks are so low. You really owe it right. to yourself. I wrote a blog post the other day that I called "What Are You Going to Tell Your Grandchildren When They Ask." What did you do during the e-business revolution?
Right. What did you do on the way to the forum, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I like that. So back to what you said a minute ago. You said you got to understand, you know, what your purpose is, right?
Right.
Say that again.
Yeah, well, I think when you start a website, a lot of people, you know, they are excited about the potential to make money, and the potential, as we just mentioned, is definitely there. You can make a lot of money, but you need they get overexcited, and they fill their site, and they confuse their mission. And I think there are two fundamental business models on the Internet. One is to sell stuff that's your own products, and the other is, as you put it on the break, trying to get to people to buy from your sponsors. And if you confuse the two, you end up mixing your model, right? And it changes your content, because nobody wants to be sold to, right? You have to provide a service and provide solutions to people.
Isn't selling your own stuff a higher percentage play than starting a small business and expecting somebody to pay for people to find them on your website?
Yes, I think it is. That's right. I mean, if you have a $25 product, you know, that every one of those nets you about $25 in the internet world, because overhead tends to be pretty low on a marginal basis.
Right.
But ads might only net you 25 cents each, right? So you have to sell a lot more to Google ads.
Exactly.
But at the same time, production of informational content can be a lot easier and lower overhead than actually physically manufacturing your own products that often have that higher margin. So
how much do we need to spend on a website that's effective?
Well, effective means a lot of different things in different industries, et cetera, but basically, I outline in my book quite thoroughly $25 a month, and you can be fully running with fully functioning shopping carts and email systems and all the stuff you need.
But what about the original development?
That includes templates for website development, and you know, not a beautiful, complicated site like the one that you've built up over years, or even my own. But to get started, to take your shot online, you can. It'll cost you less than going out to dinner.
Doesn't
tonight.
Cost you that much. And people. If you've got something compelling, they don't care what your site looks like, do they?
Well, that's right. You know, I just did a teleseminar yesterday about website design, and a lot of people get caught up, and understandably, it's fun, right, to get into the design of your site, but there are a lot of sites that make lots and lots of money that are ugly as sin.
Right. The main thing is it has to function for the user, and folks, don't hide how to buy whatever it is you sell. Make sure that's right up front. That's one of the big things. ScottFox.com, right?
Exactly right, yeah. Free newsletters
folks,
and this
lots
ebook.
Lots of good stuff there. Check it out. Find his book, Internet Riches. It'll help you. Hey, Scott, will you come back another day real soon?
I'd love to, Jim. Thanks for having me again.
We've enjoyed having you, as always.
Thanks.
Scott
Fox,
ladies and gentlemen. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.